The cryptocurrency exchange FTX is taking aim at the $300 billion luxury goods market. Just how do they plan to do that? Let's bring in beauty entrepreneur Lauren Remington Platt. She recently joined FTX as its head of global luxury partnerships. Lauren, welcome to Yahoo Finance. For people who don't know, you founded the on-demand beauty company called Vasette, and you launched brand partnerships with companies like Saks Fifth Avenue and Vogue and Michael Kors. How do you hope to integrate crypto into some of these luxury partnerships?
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. So my personal journey into crypto really came during the pandemic. Obviously, my in-home beauty service company, Vasette, was on hold. And I got interested in crypto through my mother, who's a doctor and had an AI podcast called Short and Sweet AI. And she was really the person that introduced me to crypto in a way that I understood. She explained it in terminology that I understood. And for me, it's so much about who the messenger is in crypto. So as I started my journey and started attending Bitcoin conferences and researching crypto, I realized that so many more people in demographics would be investing and interested if there was a more diversification of brand partnerships and brands that were speaking to some of these crypto curious demographics. So what I really hope to do in phase one is partner with brands in a way to introduce their clientele to FTX as a brand and begin education and also familiarize them with Sam and really what it means to invest in crypto and why the blockchain is the future.
Will this incorporate anything else sort of in the metaverse like NFTs, or are you sort of laser focused on crypto?
So right now, FTX has a very robust marketplace where we are doing a number of NFT drops. So we will be working with brands. We're already working with some brands, some fashion brands already. But in this capacity, I will be partnering with luxury brands to really start appealing to a wider demographic of consumers who might not have been exposed to FTX as a brand. As you've really seen over the last 18 months, FTX has done this phenomenal job of partnerships in sports. We bought the FTX Arena, we bought the Miami Heats, and we did the naming rights for Major League Baseball, all of which has just given us great brand exposure to a huge sports demographic. So my intention is to really partner with a lot of these luxury brands in a way that will expose FTX as a brand and us as a platform to a different segment that might not have seen us with our previous partnerships.
I know you're pretty brand new to your position there at FTX, but have you reached out to any of these luxury brands yet? And do you feel like they sort of want to play in the crypto space? Are they willing to? And can you give us a feel as to who it is you're talking to?
Yeah, so we've had some great meetings. We have a number of things in the works. Expect to see the FTX brand in places where we haven't been in the very near future. And I have to say, the appetite has been just huge. I think everybody knows Web3 is happening and is excited to get involved. I think for each brand, it's going to be different. What makes sense for their customer, for their brand strategy. But there has been an overwhelming demand and also just inbound since my announcement to this position was made public.
And Lauren, I know that you talked about getting in a new demographic here into crypto space, and that means more women looking at crypto, using it, investing in it. How do you hope to do that?
Exactly. So as it goes back to my personal journey, I really believe it's all about who the messenger is in terms of getting a wider demographic, but yes, specifically women more excited about crypto. I was lucky enough again to have my mother, who has been studying blockchain and crypto and Bitcoin for the last 6 years, and I helped her on her podcast. And I really wanted to sort of replicate my aha moment to other women. And as you know, the numbers are very low for women investing in crypto, while they are quite equal across different ethnicities and regions. However, only 7% of women are investing in crypto, and only 20 2% of crypto holders are women. So I'm really hoping through these partnerships to educate and provide access to more women to get interested and excited to invest and participate.
All right. Well, best of luck in your new position there, Lauren Remington-Platt, FTX's Head of Global Luxury Partnerships.